I can't wait any longer, Mike.
Ice cold lion's headlight.
Oh, yeah. Coming at you, WBC FFL.
Awesome.
Yeah. AC/DC.
Love it.
Got back from a charity bike ride I did this weekend, and there was an AC/DC cover band. The nation's top premier AC/DC cover band.
Get the lead out.
No, that's Led Zepp.
Oh, that's right.
This was called High Voltage. Man, they were awesome. They never broke character. The one dude, the night before we went out to dinner in Gettysburg, and the guy was Angus Young, 24/7, man. It was awesome.
Wow.
I mean, even when he was on stage, he flipped in the Scottish accent.
Wow.
But, you know, when he was at dinner and everything the night before, he was, you know, he wasn't Scottish, but, man.
He was all decked out.
Well, he had, like, the Irish cap on, or the Scottish little cap on, and the whole, like, he played the part. This is obviously his gig, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good cause, too. It was for a Yellow Ribbon Fund that benefits wounded veterans, and they come home, and it was all weekend long, man. It was.
So you ride bikes as well?
No,
as
I didn't.
Marathons.
I didn't ride bikes this time. I was.
Did you not say it was a bike ride fundraiser?
Yeah. But I was a volunteer. I set up the start finish line. I drove the truck. I did all kind.
Passed out beer afterwards.
I got beer. I actually made some beer runs, some ice runs, and it was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. Maybe next year you can do it. Can you ride 30 miles?
Ride a bike?
Yeah, on the road.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's easier than running, right?
Yeah. I have a better chance of finishing that.
So, we didn't even introduce ourselves. Coming to you live from Lancaster, Soup Party Production Studio in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Man, I'm a little rusty this, getting back into the swing of things. My name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFL. I'm here today with Mike Minnick, 1998 champion. Welcome, Mike. Welcome back.
You know, it's like sliding right back into an easy chair. I missed this weekly get-together for some Lions head and also to talk a little football.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back. You were at the Out West, and how'd that go with Cooch?
Oh, my God. It was incredible. Because of this league, the friendships that have been made that would have never happened. We stayed.
It's very true. I would never even met Cooch. Wouldn't know Jerry. I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, we stayed. Cooch and I stayed at Sean Carter's house.
Oh, yeah. really?
Yeah, we stayed there from Saturday night till Tuesday morning.
Oh, my God.
Him and his wife.
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Yeah. Yep, him and Cheryl. Cheryl should be sainted, called Saint
Cheryl.
She
should be. She should be.
You know, they were the best host anybody could have. It was an awesome experience all around. No, I didn't spill one thing. while I was in their place.
Wow. You didn't break a glass.
I didn't break a glass.
You didn't throw anyone's dogs into the pool.
I broke an egg.
You didn't throw his pool and the dog into the pool or anything like that?
No. He has a beautiful.
You have a long history of doing things like this.
Well.
You're on your best behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you're in somebody else's house for days, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Disrupt the flow.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad that, you know, that they were gracious hosts.
Oh,
I'm sure they would for any BC FFL owner.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm sure they would.
Good people.
Absolutely. It was an incredible time. The Raider game.
Oh, boy, that looked
unbelievable.
Great. It had to be even better in person.
Well, it was better and worse. It was better, that experience, but we had no idea that the play was being reviewed. They didn't do any type of replays at all or anything.
Which play? The touchdown play?
Yeah, the touchdown.
Oh.
People are hugging each other.
Well,
then
everybody thought that was the end of the game.
That was
people
it. People started filing out. Next thing I know, the field's getting cleared off.
Well, that game was a game built for TV. I guess just to experience it must have been amazing. But that play in particular, then the following play where the guy
jumped off,
did the hard count, which Jerry was so upset about last week.
Yeah.
And then he got put, I mean, it looked like it may.
The emotional high to the emotional low of the interception, and then I guess.
But what a win for the Raiders, man.
It was great.
And the stadium looks amazing. How was the stadium? The
stadium was unbelievable. It was like a nightclub. There was like from here to your front door, there's going to be a bar. Not for tapping beers, a bar. And then they'll have a beer throughout.
So this thing's open like, you know, non-game days probably. Or
I have no idea.
Is it true what Jerry was alluding to, that a shot of Jameson was $27? Is that, could you find?
I don't know. I had a Coors Light for $13.
Oh, that's not too bad. I wonder what Lionshead would go for out there.
Oh, jeez. They can't get it in there. It wouldn't stay on the shelf.
Yeah. I'm just curious, you know. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good time.
We went to Yosemite.
Oh, after the game,
we drove from Vegas to California to Yosemite, and there was not one traffic light in the 400 miles when we left Vegas.
Whoa.
Stop sign. You're middle of absolutely nowhere. We went 95 miles.
I hope Steve drove.
On a road. We took turns.
Oh, God.
I'm a professional driver,
no,
Troy.
Yeah, right.
I get paid to drive.
Yeah, that's why I'm always like, you know, like, just.
And this.
Every time I'm in the car with you, I'm afraid I'm going to die at any moment.
In this 95 miles, we passed 16 cars. That was it.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Did you see any fires or smoke from the flames? Or?
There was smoke. You know, but and they had some control burns out in Yosemite. But the views, Cooch would walk up to the edge of these cliffs that drop for 4,000, 5,000 feet.
No fences, no.
Well, there was one little fence at the one, but usually no fences. Jeez. You just stood there and glared out, and I stood back about 20 feet.
Yeah, you know, it's on my bucket list. I saw you, you know, next to the Derby. I always wanted to see the Redwoods before I, you know, croak.
The sequoias were beautiful.
I saw that. You guys got a picture of them, right?
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
Not to be confused with Yellowstone. This is Yosemite.
But I wanted to definitely let Sean know that his.
Well appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was gratitude, our gratitude. Well, it was an amazing time.
Well, you know, after 31 years, I think everybody in the league is would open up their houses to any other owner, and I think that's what's really special about this league.
Yes, and I have a goal for next year. I know
you can't stay here for four
most. I know most of the owners very well, and I realized I do not know Orson or Brian Wells. I do not know him.
He's a good man. Very good.
I don't know. I would like to get to know him. So that's my goal next year at the draft.
I'm sure he would.
I'm gonna
really
make an effort to communicate with him.
Brian's a really good guy. Honestly, you know, known Brian a long, long time.
Well, he said he was part of the B team in the second year.
I had forgotten about that. Yeah.
So apparently he's been around for 30 years, and I've been an asshole haven't gone out of my way to get to know him. So I definitely want to do that.
Cool. What else? Let's see. What else about this week? I wanted to say, any league news? We covered my weekend, your weekend. Jerry sat in for you last week. Did a really good job. I had
we listened. Yeah. We had a lot of.
Did you listen to while you were out there?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of texts, a lot of emails saying, you know, Jerry was good. Jerry's been not that he's going to, you know, I go ahead.
There's absolutely there's plenty of space here for three, four people.
And exactly. You know,
and he ain't kicking me out. Is that what you were going to say?
I wasn't going to imply that at all. But, you know, we did make a good team last week.
I know
kinda
you did.
It kind of flowed really, really smoothly. Not like it's, you know.
Yeah, it's a little jerky tonight.
Yeah, I could tell. No, I told Jerry he's welcome every week. You know, he's got a standing invitation. He enjoys doing it. And, you know, he –
he's having surgery?
No, Andrea's having surgery.
Andrea's having surgery?
Even I thought it was funny, though. He forgot that he should.
Oh, are they going to surgically take his balls out of her purse?
Oh, boy.
Is that what's going to happen? Oh, I'm sorry.
That one you're going to pay for, I believe. No, let's hope, let's wish Andrea quick recovery.
I hope it's nothing serious.
I don't believe so. I mean, but nonetheless, Jerry's going to be here as much as he can, and I gave Morgani the invitation. He said he enjoyed the podcast. He lives here in Lancaster. He can stop over whenever he needs to at Soup Party Productions. He's more than welcome. And as you mentioned, we have four mics now, so anybody who wants to come in. And I did have the idea of perhaps taking this on the road.
Well, we saw how well that worked when we went to the draft.
Well, you know, if I can keep these instruments from not
together.
Yeah, what I've got down to a system now, Mike, and they're set up pretty well now. I think I think this is the good. Hopefully, it comes across sounding good. I think we're sounding good tonight. I don't know until
it sounds excellent on Spotify.
Yeah, it does sounds a lot. It does sound better. But I'm thinking that, you know, we can go down to see Hardy and get Steve and Mike on the podcast. We can
sounds great.
And we can go over to Berks County, maybe Joel's neck of the woods. Maybe you can get Cooch to come over. And there's still some owners in Berks County. So even though we are the Berks County Fantasy Football
That's
league.
True.
You know, maybe we could take it out to down to Coatesville, gather up some Hummels.
Wow.
You know, wherever we need
it's
to go.
Endless.
I mean,
options.
Obviously, we'd like to, you know, I mean, this is the Soup Party production studio, but there's no, nothing saying we can't take it on the road when we need to. What do you think about that, Mike?
I think that's great. And, you know, if it's not a Wednesday night, Thursday, you know, it's just the games kind of.
Yeah, we'd like to do it, you know. We don't want anybody, you especially, we don't want to, you know, if you've got some games coming up Thursday night, I know how you like to waver and make moves and stuff. I don't want to take you to the limit.
That's true.
Don't mind it. I think last year the majority of the time was Thursdays for some reason. I don't remember last.
Usually Wednesday.
Okay, well, all right. Well, Jerry's going to have a hard time making over Wednesdays, but I told him, you know, I like to accommodate Jerry. Jerry's definitely good.
Yeah,
has a very... his opinions are very, very colorful, and
I was surprised at some of those last week. You surprised me by saying that you would consider the Esterly possible rule change
I'm starting to see the light on that. I really am.
But you realize it wouldn't just be the quarterback.
Yeah, it'd be.
It would be all probably
touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's time to lower the scores a little bit.
Wow.
I don't know.
And then he said that he was somewhat okay with kickers after he picked one up and scored 17
points. Hey, Mike, you know,
points.
we all need to, you know, we have to keep an open mind here, right? I mean.
I did drive off the road once when I heard that.
Wow. Okay.
So, but
well, maybe he was, I mean, I could tell you right now, he only had one lion's head.
Wow.
By the way, I want to thank our sponsors. We've gone into this. We didn't even.
We thanked them during.
We're 14 minutes in, Mike, and we didn't even thank our sponsors.
Sure, we did.
No, we didn't.
Well, all right. We mentioned them as we cracked open.
You know, I mentioned last week. You know, I mentioned last week that we had a pretty intense negotiation process this year before the season started, and you know, they pulled back their sponsorship. We had some. Some tough negotiations, Mike. It was kind of touch and go for it. But people don't know in the league.
I was really upset.
Is that you know, I called in the cleaner, the BCFL cleaner.
Whoa.
You know, I won't mention his name, but I pull him out every once in a while when I need, you know, a cleaner, someone who can negotiate hard, you know, hard-nosed negotiations.
Right, right.
And I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit tonight. And,
oh, my.
I am going to play for you. This is a recording of the negotiations in progress right before, up until Wednesday night of week one, where we finally got the deal done. But let me play for you. If you
okay.
don't mind.
Are absolutely. I am ready.
I'm going to play for you a recording from within the meeting room where these negotiations were taking place. Now, like I said, this is our cleaner. I bring him in whenever we need to. I thought it was needed. So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right,
I'm ready.
Listen to this.
Okay. I'm ready as soon as you are.
Hey, can the league pay for my room and life? Well, I've done it, you see, and whatnot. Otherwise, I'll be out of 155. It don't matter. I got it covered either way. I'll take you 3 balls of soup and coleslaw. You're a rogue.
3.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that negotiating tactics there?
Yeah, it sounded like it was about to go down.
There was some
3 bowls of soup and coleslaw.
Well, you know, like I said, we drive a hard bargain.
Yeah.
I don't know what exactly happened.
Must have scared him. Scared him straight.
But all I know is within minutes
we got the lion's
head.
We
had the deal done, and like I said, I don't use them often, but when we need to, we'll bring in the cleaner.
That's excellent to have in our back pocket.
And one other thing I want to say, I want to apologize for to Steve Morgani. I noticed last week that I have the really bad habit of whenever we're talking about the Mighty Heroes, I always say Carter this or Carter that or Carter decided this and Carter decided that. And I realize that's kind of an insult to Morgani. And I want to make sure that I do better at saying the Mighty Heroes decided this than that. I was trying to critique myself, Mike. You know, I don't like, you know, I'm sure he's upset about that, and I don't want to come across as an asshole. What do you think of that?
I think that's big of all of us. We need to all do better. We need to do better.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have anything you wanted to talk about before we go into last week's games?
No, I already did.
League-wise.
I already did. I wanted to make an effort to reach out to Orson. I wanted to make sure Sean knew how much I appreciated that.
Very good.
That's it.
Very good.
And I'm looking forward to hopefully playing golf with the Bada Bing soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. We want to – that's going to be a – well, we should offer it up to the league. Anybody interested, probably in the upcoming weeks, one Wednesday afternoon, we're going to play cross skates in Millersville and then come back to Lancaster Soup Party Production Studio and do a podcast. So it'll probably be Wednesday afternoon golf followed by a podcast. So if anybody wants to join us,
that, you know, we tried that once before and
it went well.
I think we were pretty hammered we got shut down pretty early.
That was the last podcast that was up on Spotify last year.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we've
matured. We're now.
We ended up. That's painful to listen back to, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I hadn't listened back. So, all right, Troy. All right,
what do you want to? First of all, as far as picks goes, you were 5-1 last week.
That was on the record. I was 5-1.
5-1. Holy shit! I mean, and I was 2-4.
Ooh.
You know, I was 5-1 the first week, though.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Oh, yeah, oh, on the record. Now I know what you mean. Okay.
There you go. That's right.
Jerry was 4-2. But, yeah, good week for you as far as picking goes.
Yep, and the only one I lost was my own game. That was all part of the mind game.
Reverse psychology, as Jerry says you do. I'm starting to think he's right.
That's absolutely what I do.
You should start, giving yourself some credit. All right, well, you want to review some games? Which one do you want to start with?
How about the Champions Division? Is that what it's called?
The Champions
Division? Chumps Division?
Champions Division, Champions. The Nyheiser Division, so to speak.
But why don't we start with the Brothers Grimm and the Mighty Heroes? Because Brothers Grimm
had the highest score.
So So that is...
Even though they kind of laid an egg on week one, they could certainly bounce back.
Yeah. Well, and then they beat the Mighty Heroes, who were the high score week one, and kind of laid an egg week
yep.
two.
Yeah. So this reminds me of Denny Green. You want to crown them? Crown them.
Crown them. Crown their asses. Brothers Grimm scored 162.6.
You want to crown them? Crown them. But then he said something else, too. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. To the Mighty Heroes 101.55. That's probably because Steve probably set most of that lineup.
The
Good
Bears
job,
who
Steve.
We thought they were. The Bears who we thought. That's what I mean. It just came to me.
Yep.
Sorry.
They were who they thought we were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
There you go. All right. So with the Brothers Grimm, everybody just killed it. Stafford, 30
yeah.
points, two touchdowns. Aaron Jones.
Jones lit it
three
up.
Three receiving touchdowns. And I didn't even know
yeah.
he had the receiving skills. That's
yeah.
going to really help.
My boy Dylan's never going to get on the field, man. I mean, I don't have him, but I love that guy, man.
Chubb, 95 rushing yards and a touchdown. Evans, 75 yards,
yep.
two touchdowns. And then the kicker on the balls was Tampa Bay.
And they played
26.
They played all the right people, too.
Oh, my, yeah. Two defensive touchdowns. So
overall, good week for the champions. I mean, they got to be feeling happy.
Yeah,
you know, they're 2-0.
2-0.
In first place, they got away with a squeaker last week. Looks like they got this division in charge.
Yeah, the Mighty Heroes, on the other hand, Dak, from high of the mountain to the low, where he had that 9.85,
wow.
237 yards, one interception. Maybe his arm was tired from all the passes he threw in the first week. I don't know.
And Hill, his number one pick, Hill,
yeah.
2.9. But he still gets Gronkowski numbers.
He had 15 rushing yards and 14 receiving yards. Tyreek Hill had more.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Gronk, like you said, he had two touchdowns. That's a shame to waste those two touchdowns in a
yeah,
60-point loss.
You won't think you would have too many two-touchdown games from your tight end. It is a shame to lose them, but...
That's
the way it works.
Yep, that was that game. And then we have the next one in that division would be the
Reaper
Bada.
And Bing. Bing's got on the board. Reaper falls to 0-2.
Oh, my.
Can't be too happy with their start.
Yeah, Grim Reaper only scored 88.75. That was second lowest, I believe. I believe there was somebody lower than that. But...
Yeah, I was hoping to catch him. I mean, that was the only thing I had going for me Monday night. I was trying to catch the Reaper and stay in the death pool. But, hey, you know what, Mike?
What's
I'm
that?
Glad I got the pressure off of me now. I can just...
That's right. Now
you don't have
that added pressure. That's good.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
You know,
the problem
man.
With the Reaper, and he's 0-2, he's starting out rough, but he's got Barkley, and Barkley... In two games, scored 2.7 points and 6.9. Your first round pick.
Yeah.
They say you can't win it in the first round, but you can lose it. And if he continues.
Is that what they say?
That's what I say.
Oh, okay. I was
going to
say, who's this BCFL Confucius that says this?
Yep.
I guess it makes
him.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
they
that
say
makes
that.
It rough. And then
yeah.
Allen, who was, you know, world, all world last year, 22 points, you know, then. It's maybe, as Jerry said, you know, the defenses catch up. What do they say? What do they say?
They also say, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
That's what Vince says. I don't know. Who else
oh,
is
Vince says that too? Well, they say that over in China, maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, Vince.
Yes, and Vince is definitely coming back next June. He's going to come next June.
Is he going to stay with Sean and Cheryl?
There's a possibility.
You said he's going to
be staying for like a year.
Now
and
you
a
just
half.
Spent a half hour talking about how this league will open up their homes
I
for anybody.
I believe
now.
You said they would open.
Well,
up
let
to
me
anybody.
Ask you this: are you opening up your home to Vince when he comes back in June? I mean, you and Kelly.
I've done that in the past.
Oh, I want to know if you know.
So
in
it's
the past.
Probably somebody else's turn.
Oh, good answer. That's great. Go ahead, continue, Mike.
So, so we have, anyway, we'll go to the Bada Bing. Bada Bing scored 158.15. He's now 1-1. There's only two 2-0 teams and two 0-2
teams. Yes, I noticed
teams.
That.
Bada Bing had a good week from Rodgers, 43 points.
Bada Bing looks solid.
Four touchdowns. How about Kamara, whopping three
points? Bada Bing almost won last week, too, but, you know.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, that's a big reason. You know, Cooper Kupp had three touchdowns last year. He's got three already through 2 weeks. So, that's pretty good.
That is good.
Rondell Moore.
Overall, a pretty solid division over there in the
sure.
Whatever you want to call it.
The champ.
Pretty solid division. And, you know, these are division games.
Yep, they're important.
Obviously, so we will see once we get out of the division where we all stand.
Yeah,
right?
You don't want to start 0-3.
I'm kind of liking the schedule. You know, we get, you know.
It puts a lot of, before the buys and everything, it puts a lot of pressure. Everybody's
right,
team.
Before the buys especially.
Right.
That why you're playing division games while you have a full roster. And you will know pretty quickly here, you know, what you got to do. So
yep, which end is up.
Yeah. So AFC, like I said, looks like a pretty strong division. Where do you want to go to next?
Let's go to that one that scored the most points last week in week one. The one that everybody said was
going
to be a weak division and wished they could be in it.
You want to talk about the bailing out, don't you?
I want to talk.
Do you want to give them offer them an apology or no?
Well, first off, I don't know why you say that because.
Oh, yeah, you and I didn't.
We didn't get to actually go through.
Yeah,
and
we
say
didn't even talk about our own. Yeah, you're right. Everybody else we interviewed,
right,
you
so
and I were.
All the everybody else.
Besides you and I. Ed, it wasn't.
Deserves an apology.
Ed, it was not. Mike or myself did not have any comments whatsoever.
Nope. We thought you had a strong team and it showed it.
In fact, I'm glad that you messed up a few times because I swear this team looks good, man.
Yeah, he's 159 points. He has the most points in the league with 306 after 2 weeks. So, Brady.
Oh, he's number one in points for the
league.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah, Brady with 48
you
points.
You really dig down deep with these stats, Mike.
Well, they're right there on the website.
No, yeah.
Quick understandings. Yep, that's where they're at. So then, like I said, Brady had five touchdowns. He's only on pace for 74 touchdowns this year, Tom Brady.
Unbelievable.
That was pretty.
I mean, this guy is just.
And that Derrick Henry had a pretty decent
week.
What
pisses
week.
Me off even more about him is, you know, you got Giselle at home, and it's like, you know, the guy's got good looks, you know. Some people you just kind of.
That sounds familiar. It sounds like something I said about a Mr. Troy Keener. So
let's go, man.
All right, let's get Henry.
That's another thing. Can I say one more thing? I know I'm annoying you.
But no, you're not annoying
Brady
me.
Brady with his Sirius channel, for those of you who have Sirius. His Sirius channels, you know, he really thought this through, and he named it "Let's Go." Now he screams "Let's Go." He might have the best life in the world with Giselle and playing football till he's 50, winning 7 championships. But I don't know, you know, I got to give him some grief when it comes to his like.
To let's go. Yeah,
he's not exactly creative with his, you know, naming his Sirius channel, Let's Go. Come on, Tom. You're better than this.
Better than that. So back to bailing out and Henry.
Let's go.
Henry had 50.7 points, a mere 182 rushing yards, and he threw in 6 catches for 55 yards.
And Brad, Henry was the, according to, Nolan, was the bedrock of that team.
That was his pick all the way.
Yeah.
Now, he did spend $80.
He can have Tannehill if he wants him.
He spent $80 on Mitchell, who did rush 17 times for 42 yards. So, I don't know. I don't know how long that's going to last. They put my guy in there, Trey Sermon, for one run. He got 8 yards, and he got a concussion and fumbled the ball.
Ooh.
But.
And fumble too.
Yeah, so it was rough. It was a little rough outing for me. I didn't make the best decisions. And on his
you and
bench,
me both. You and me both.
On bailing out bench, they had Ruggs who scored 26, and Marquise Brown who scored 26.
He's got a bench too. I mean, imagine if he would have had those two running backs.
Yeah, if he would have picked
just
players.
Try to imagine if Akers was. That's a number one running back before the season started, right?
Yeah, he was the top.
Man. And then
15 for sure.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the B team, that's who the bailing out put an ass.
I got to say one thing, though. When bailing out, has to start, you know, when the buys. Look at he's got Lawrence backing up Brady, and he had some scores last week on the bench, but he doesn't have much depth.
You already put an offer out for one of my stud running backs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Ed's never been one to shy away from the trade.
He sure has.
Okay.
I may get back to him.
Go ahead.
So here we go. The B team scored 109 points. Mahomes got 51, 343 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. McLaurin.
51 again, man.
Yeah. Look at those quarterbacks.
That's exactly
there.
What Hardy said.
48
he was,
that's and
exactly 51. Exactly what Hardy said he was going to do. Hardy said he was expecting 50 points a week from him. And
yeah.
He's delivering so far.
Apparently, the other 7 players on his team that had no touchdowns and none of them more than 8 points.
You know, I think the fact that the Kansas City defense looks kind of shitty this year is only going to help them.
Oh,
I
sure.
Mean, so
and they have no running game. It's just Clyde Edwards-Helaire apparently got 4 points or something ridiculous.
Got to be honest though, Hardy needs to make. He can't waste this. He's got to make some trades and get somebody. I don't know, man. Like you said, his other 7 players don't seem to be. To be contributing much.
Nope. That one, you get 109 points and 51 was from your.
He's got this one chance. He's got Mahomes. He's probably thinking this is the year he's gonna break the bet.
Yeah. Well, he's still 1-1. He's fine. There's absolutely no reason for panic.
No panicking.
Nope.
That's the way. Thank you for saying that because I'm not panicked.
No, that's good. But we have the midnight. No, did we do them? We did them.
Hmm.
No, we didn't do the midnight stipers.
Sorry,
DFW.
I'm enjoying my lion's head right now. It's really, it's tasty.
That is for sure.
Especially
what
when it gets down to the lower to the bottom of the
whale order.
Bottom of the can.
Whale oil salesman.
Oh, you like that? You heard that? I was worried that no one ever got that reference. Whale oil salesman, and I said a Blockbuster clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Blockbuster video clerk.
Those are tough jobs, but not as tough as Mark.
That was according to the United States Department of Labor, too, by the way.
They were the hardest jobs?
Not the hardest jobs, but I guess the
most
rarest jobs.
The rarest. Okay. All right, so we have the midnight.
There are many whale oil salesmen out there.
No, but all you got to do is get one, and if you can sell it. You're all right.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Vince has, you know, got one chained to his tree out there in China, skinning it right now.
That could be. We have Midnight Snipers are now 1-1, and they beat DFW, who are now 0-2. Snipers scored 115 to 113. That was probably the closest game we had. Midnight Snipers, they had a.
Yeah, it was kind of an uneventful game. But you know what? I got to say something about this game, Mike, if you don't mind.
I don't.
Hoffert sent me a text late in the game. So I know he's definitely in this. I mean, he's. He'll bounce
you
back.
You fly in. I'm sure you're in it.
Yeah, but you know, he was questioning. I don't think he knew about the 10-point. Because we don't see it often. You don't see a shutout often, and he kept on referring to that the Snipers got 10 points that he didn't know where it was coming from. Thought it was a glitch, but I had to tell him, look, it's a shutout, doesn't happen often, and guess what? It came back to be the difference. That was the difference of the game. I mean, if Miami would have scored a single point.
Yeah, safety.
That's a win for DFW. Anything, field goal. I mean, man, I feel that sucks. Especially, a shutout doesn't happen. What we get, maybe one a year.
There's not many.
Or one every 2 years.
Not many in the NFL, that's for sure. So the Midnight Snipers, Burrow had 18, 2 touchdowns. Cook 17, 131, 17 yards receiving. You know, he had a lot of 18, 17, 12s, and then the Bills with 28. That's definitely what put him on the top.
Yep.
The top.
Yeah, definitely it was the defense won the game for him for sure.
Hoffert.
Especially when he has Murray there.
Oh, 54.
And then he's got McCaffrey and Murray. Man, I mean,
he had Murray, McCaffrey, and Jones.
Yeah,
that scored 92.
And nothing else. Nothing from his kicker. He had the Miami kicker that was shut out. I mean, that's the double.
Double edged sword.
That's the double whammy. It's almost painful to look at this. I mean,
yeah,
your defense shuts out the team. They get 10 points, and then you have the kicker. Oh, it's like a double edge. It's a punch in the gut.
But, you know, with the extra week this year, you know, there's 14 regular season games.
I wouldn't panic if I was Hopper. No. I mean, he's definitely got a good team here.
You're going to need to get the 8 wins to pretty much be in the playoffs, 7 to give yourself a shot.
He's
going to
– he's. I mean, it sucks that it's division games, but
– plenty of football left.
There is, and I think he's going to bounce back. I mean, I still think he's got a quality team.
Maybe Deshaun Watson trade to Miami.
Was talking about – oh, well, yeah, that would happen. Yeah.
Now with Tua with his broken ribs.
I haven't heard anything, but –
he broke
it's
his ribs.
Well, no, I didn't know about Watson, though.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard anything. And then if they do trade him, then he'll get suspended and he won't play for the year.
Yeah, well, he likes those rub and tugs.
Well, sure. Who doesn't? From what I heard. From people
I hang out with.
Cooch.
Remember, there's a reason why we took it off of Spotify.
Well, you're the one that brought up rub and tub. I didn't.
Yeah, you're right. I apologize. Let's move on
to the gentleman's
division.
The gentleman's division.
I like to say that.
Yes, the gentleman's division. Let's start.
Otherwise known as the BFC.
Is that what it is?
Yes, we are the BFC. We are the BFC.
All right, is that for Berks County?
Berks County. Yeah, it's legacy is what it is. You know, this is old school legacy.
So we're the legacy division.
No. I'm just saying we kept the BFC because that's the way it was for years and years and years when we had, you know.
Let's start with those Bulldogs P4. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, rough week, Mike. Rough week.
Yeah, here's another.
Yeah, give me another one of those because I need it. Boy, that was a rough week. Oh, my God. Lion's head light. Lion's head light.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones I like. And thank you for the lion's head executives for making sure this is here for us during our podcast. Continue, Mike.
Well, the Bulldogs, after a squeaking by in the first week, got a win there. In the second week, lost. So they're 1-1.
I sense some angst there that you were upset about week one still.
Well, I would have liked a different outcome.
You're not buying it, are you? Well, the Landry thing really killed me.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Really hurt me. And then I made the worst mistake.
Do you realize that on your team you had one touchdown?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hawkinson scored. The touchdown.
Well, thanks for pointing this out.
For the Bulldogs.
This is why, you know, your copious notes.
That's right.
This is a week I'd like to forget, but thanks for pointing out that I only have one touchdown.
Including, I think, on your bench. I think
thank you again for pointing that. Like I said, I would like to forget this week, and I'm 1-1. I'm not going to panic.
It was your keeper.
I'm still in first. That's
right.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yep.
He was always my keeper. I had never doubted. Yeah. Never doubted him. He was always going to be my keeper. I planned this all along.
And you just thought, hey, I'm going to pay an extra $10 to get
everybody. I wanted the extra $10.
That's right.
Thanks,
Make
Tom
that pot bigger.
Thanks, Tom, because he's a hell of a player and
yep.
a great tight end. But I'm still in first place, Mike.
Yes, you are.
So I'm not panicking yet. I don't like that Cooper's a little banged up.
P4 has had 108 points. You had 77.75. And, you know, the P4.
I was never in this game at all.
Kind of skin of their teeth there. They had the third lowest score.
I always lose to the Pinnacle Four. And they had the third lowest score. They could only beat two other teams.
Yep,
happened to Mimi.
Yeah, and.
But that's exactly how the Brothers Grimm won last week.
You and the Reaper.
If you remember.
Is that what
it was? That's exactly how the Brothers Grimm won week one. Yeah. There was only one other team they could beat, and they happened to beat them. So if you want to call me lucky in week one.
I happen to think
the Pinnacle Four was luckier than me.
I didn't say you were lucky.
And
I said you squeaked by.
I'll tell you right now, when Pinnacle Four is up, I'm not used to playing these guys twice. Historically, I've never played them well. They beat me in a championship, which I never will forgive.
Okay.
There's going to be some payback later in the year.
But P4's, even though they're 1-1,
you know,
they do
this whole Bulldogs pep talk is you are not buying this whatsoever. You're like.
Well, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Make yourself feel better. That's all right. They're the lowest point total in the league is P4 with 199.
And I just lost to these clowns. Come on, man.
Yes, you lost.
I'm only 5 points behind them, though. I'm not scoring enough points, Mike.
No.
I'm not even close to being a contender.
He's going to have a decision eventually. This Elliott scored Zeke Elliott scored 15.7. Pollard had 23 on his bench, and they both had the exact same touches in the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's got to be he hates having to make decisions. Remember him at the draft?
Yeah.
He said he didn't want to draft two quarterbacks with equal talent that he –
But
he hates making game day decisions.
Did
and
you
here
see
he
what he did? He picked up Carr.
I did see that, but he didn't play him.
Well, he picked him up after.
No, he had him on his bench.
Was it Thursday?
Oh, you're right. It was.
It was.
He could have played him Sunday, though, right?
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Yeah,
so we got Herbert.
He didn't need to. I was pretty much a pushover this week. I didn't give him much of a game, so I think we should move on from this. And
all right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
There's no
from
point talking about this game.
Lowest point and a third lowest
point. There's no point at all talking about it. I don't deserve any.
Let's talk about it. There's one more game. We have
the motherfucking
loser.
Very high-scoring game.
I miss
two very talented teams here. I don't know about the ownerships. But
152. The big TDs 130, and we're each 1-1. And we both had good weeks. And Lamar Jackson, he apparently they didn't quite figure him out yet. Jerry thought the NFL figured him out, but he dropped 41. And that's
Jerry was very, very adamant on Lamar Jackson last week.
Yes, he was, I heard.
If he was here tonight, I could hear him saying, yeah.
He got lucky.
If he was here tonight, he'd probably say, you know, he's just, you know,
but
good luck.
Some draft strategy.
He's done with him.
Went into my victory. The draft strategy of picking Lockett. There were like three or four wide receivers that I kind of had about the same. And then when Jerry took Russell Wilson, I thought, you know what? That can be a week I can take some points away from him. So that draft strategy worked out there for me. I was
very awake for some of that draft.
I wasn't feeling well, but I was awake.
Did you see that play where Lockett caught that, 63-yarder? He was so
wide
open. You can't expect that every week. So you know what? That was a good play. I mean, when you needed it, it was there, and 63-point kind of countered. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that you picked him up, you would have lost this game.
Oh, sure. He's been my best scorer, pretty much, the first week and the second week. And so I'm sure he'll have like 5 weeks in a row where he doesn't score,
and
but that'll be okay.
On the bounce, on the other side of that, Metcalf is kind of not
– he's not doing
you
much.
You
want to
talk about people getting figure people out.
Wow.
I think they
– figured him out in year three.
They're putting him – he must be getting double, triple teamed, and everybody else is open. I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys had a high-scoring game. I mean –
yeah, it was
quarterbacks pretty much equal.
I'll be honest with you, because you know I get up early. I had to work Monday because I was off on vacation. They put me in the extra day.
Well, the fish gotta
and
be
he
delivered,
he
man.
He threw
you gotta have fresh tilapia.
Fresh tilapia, absolutely. When he threw that pick six, I shut the TV off and went to bed. And said,
what?
F it. I'm going to bed. I'm down by 60 some points.
That's unlike you.
No,
I feel like there's going to be a lot of tension. This is a good division because I feel like you don't really look. You look at me as a not really a rival. You don't really get like it's not in you. Like you don't get fired up against me. But I think Jerry, you get fired up about. Am I right?
He used to be my partner until he stabbed me in the back.
How did he stab you in the back? He saw an ownership opportunity and went for it.
Well, he didn't ask me. He just went for it.
Well, why did he need to?
Because that's what partners do.
Okay.
just kidding.
Wow.
Oh, is that just kidding? It's friendly banter.
Yeah, but my point is, I think that when you and him play, I think there's it gets ramped up a lot more in your blood.
Well, when you and I play, it's like when the Cowboys would always beat the Bills, you know, in the Super Bowl. It was just like one just hammers the other. There's not a contest between a hammer and a nail, except for this first week where the hammer.
How many times did I beat
swing.
You? Like, I beat you.
You beat me
the playoffs?
Two times in a row.
Three in a row now.
Three in a row. Whatever it is.
What do you?
I lose count.
Okay, so you still don't. So no respect still. Okay, well you keep thinking that.
No, I didn't. I didn't say
you're looking
no
at the
respect.
Neuheiser Award winner here, right here. Not the GM. I don't think I'll ever win the GM award because you know, God knows
you have
suspect
to screw somebody
here.
Over on a trade.
Apparently so. Well, that's never gonna. I'm never gonna do that. And I think that I don't think I'll ever get the respect needed. I think there's a little
that's
bit.
That's not true.
There's a
Troy,
little,
I
we
respect
might have to put
you.
Some, we might have to put some tweak this GM of the year award here.
If you would have picked your quarterback before I might have won a different way. I might have wanted to try, but you didn't have your quarterback picked at the time. You didn't have Tannehill. Like, Jerry took him, took Wilson in, like, the third or fourth. So if you would have had your quarterback picked and I didn't, you know, I might have.
Okay.
Yeah. If you were going to keep Tannehill, I probably would have took A.J. Brown in the second round or something.
We'll see. I think you and Jerry are the class of this division. I think Pinnacle Four and me will probably be – I mean, I'm hoping to make a run at the wild card. I don't know if I can get this division, to be honest. But let's – I don't know, Mike.
All you got to do is get in it. You got to get in it, have a chance.
Yeah, honestly, all things considered – I took a step back and reality
don't
check.
Don't put the cleaner out on me or anything.
Put a reality check this that. Week. Man, that Oops. was a rough rough week and a kind of eye-opening. I don't think I got much of a team. But anyway.
Well, you had a rough week. You only scored one touchdown.
I'm not worried about it. I was listening to AC/DC. I was hungover as shit. I was listening to some AC/DC in my head. I didn't get back into Lancaster till like 2 p.m. and then – you know, who knows, man. Sort of
that's the commissioner for you here, folks.
You know, I got my heart. My heart wasn't in week two, put it this way. I made the mistake. I overlooked P4. You know, I was thinking ahead. That's what bites me.
He was, like, supposed to beat you by, like, he had, like, the largest.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I don't get that. But anyway, let's continue.
He's supposed to beat me. I have them pulled up here. I don't know where
you
want to
go into the preview. Let's stay within the gentleman's division.
All right.
And we'll go in, since we're talking about the gentleman's division, let's talk about the Imus. Everyone's in first place.
Yep. I'm
Imus and P4.
P4's.
You're right. They got a 6-point lead on you here as far as CBS is calling it.
Yep.
Wow.
And
where do they see
it? Says Pinnacle 4 leads the series 13-12. I have trouble beating.
Now you remember this. I love those stats like that, but you have to remember it's only the years we had CBS. There was a lot of years that
we always had CBS.
Yeah, but I mean, there was years we didn't have an official scoring. You know, we predate the internet.
Well, sure.
So, and the P4 was maybe the P4 wasn't around before CBS. So that might be accurate as far as P4 goes, but
it's pretty close.
You and I.
Yeah.
You know when it says you are ahead of me that I beat you a lot in early years.
Sure. You have all those championships to show for it.
That's right.
I
mean, we can't forget that a banner's a banner.
It is.
The plaque is a plaque.
And
it's on the cup.
1998 can never be taken away.
Neither can 1991 or 1992. You know what I'm saying?
This is getting depressing fast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I saw something really disturbing the other day about 1992, but I'm not going to bring it up. Whenever I see 1992, I think, oh, fuck, I'm really that, it's that long. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. But I think it's going to be a little closer than what they predict.
I'd love to know why they think where is the mismatch? Oh, it's your running backs.
Yeah, was something I drafted. My running backs late on purpose. I waited to draft running backs. I wanted to try something different.
Yeah, you kept on saying they get hurt on draft day.
Yeah, I wanted
day.
To.
Okay, well, I
for 30
I distinctly
years,
remember that strategy on draft day.
I drafted running backs early, and they got me one championship.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm going to try something different.
Yeah, you're going to mix it up a little bit.
I'm mixing it up,
I
went with
you're
going to
throw that knuckle in, aren't you?
That's right. We're going to. You're going to see what we're going to
you're going to mix
happens.
It up. All right. Well, yeah, that's what she said.
Okay. Hey, we're on Spotify now, Troy.
I know. Sorry.
All right.
But this Lions head's good.
Yep.
You know.
So the matchups are pretty tough. Like Elliott versus Philadelphia. Philadelphia's defense apparently is really good all of a sudden.
I have them. Thank God, yeah. I'd still draft two defenses.
Chase Edmonds at Jacksonville, but has Chase Edmonds even scored this year? I don't know what he's done. He hasn't done much.
I don't even know who the hell you're talking about.
He's a running back for Arizona.
Yeah, I don't get out. I don't watch those Out West games. I'm in bed before that.
Yeah, that well.
Hey,
sure.
But I wanted to ask you: do you see Diefenbach while you're out there in Out West?
No, there were no Diefenbach.
Yingsty's right. I knew it.
There's no Diefenbach.
I knew it. He said you can't take Diefenbach across the Rockies because. They will explode because of the nitrogen in the bags.
That could be.
See, this guy. All right, go ahead. Yeah, I knew it.
So it's going to be very close, but I'm going to have to put my money on P4. Yep.
Whoa.
That's right. We're going to
see
if the old reverse psychology.
NFL's got the P4 again. You have not picked yourself yet.
No, I did. I did the first week, and you know what happened?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
okay.
That's not
going to happen. Well, you know what, Mike? I'm going to pick you, too. I'm going with Imus.
Thank you, buddy. That is wonderful.
I think that I don't know.
Well, I mean, he has the lowest points, so it's not like it would be a they really give Herbert like a shitload of points, and
he never delivers. Yeah,
he hasn't delivered yet.
Not yet.
Maybe they'll put Carr in with his injuries, but who knows?
Okay. Well, let's go to the Bulldogs versus Big TDs. We got, I am a favorite for the first time this year.
Wow. You're favored.
What do you mean, wow?
I wasn't expecting to see that.
Okay, well, I'm a favorite right now.
You are favored.
Look at that.
You have Tannehill against Indy.
Yeah, I picked up Darnold last night.
I saw that.
Yeah. I was going to make a move on the Giants QB, but I saw Tom waved him and then picked him back up. So I was either one of those two. I want to go with Darnold just because I think that guy down there in Carolina's got something going on.
And they're playing Houston tomorrow night.
Plus, I don't think.
So if you're going to make that change, you have to do it.
I might put it in.
24 hours.
Yeah. Well, time. I might start Darnold tomorrow. And then I'm also going to start DJ Moore because I think
he's actually scheduled to make 27 points according to the CBS, and they're never wrong.
Yeah, because
Tannehill's only 25.
I don't know, man. I mean, whenever they get Henry going, they don't move from him, and it's
that's tough.
I kind of like the idea that they're have a bad defense, so that Tannehill keeps throwing, but
yeah, but
I don't know. I'm kind of
Jerry has Wilson against at Minnesota, and Minnesota's defense has been getting smoked.
Yeah, and the over-under is 55 on that game. I know it's not good for me at all.
That's good for Lockett.
It really
is.
That.
So I kind of give his quarterback edge.
Yeah, Zimmer, the defensive genius. I mean, I'm giving him 3 more weeks before he gets – I mean, Minnesota, they can't be happy. I mean, this guy's got a shelf life, very limited. So – anyway.
That is true.
I'm going with the Bulldogs here. I'm going to go with the upset. Well, no, it's not an upset.
It's not an upset.
I'm going with the Bulldogs, Mike.
Well, I'm going to, not to disrespect you, but I'm going to.
You've been doing it all year. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep
going to go
keep
with
saying, that. You know, keep disrespecting me.
It's really going to. These games are all really close because the teams are so competitive. They could really.
Oh,
it's
fuck
a
you,
flip
man.
Of a coin, but I'm going to go with the big TDs.
Yeah, flip this. All right.
Flip
let's.
This. All right.
Yeah, flip this coin. All right.
All right. Should we?
Let's go over to the Hearts division. You know, we got to.
What's the name of their division?
We're still learning them. I think they are the AFC. Let me make sure of that. Maybe we should name them.
Yeah,
you know,
we got to name them. Let's give them a name
here. Here's the thing. I thought, you know, we're going to keep the Hart Trophy. We're going to keep the Neuheiser Award. We're going to keep the Minnick.
How about the Gerhardt division?
But we could name, we could give out the Gerhardt Award for the BFC. They were in the BFC, the original BFC, for so many years. That's not a bad idea. I mean, we have nobody to give out their trophy, but.
All right. Well, who's the last one to win a championship out of that group?
Well, boy, let's see. Has
B team?
Snipers.
Oh, the Snipers.
There's only
all right.
Oh my gosh, there's only one. There's only two cups in that whole division.
No,
two championships.
B team won twice. I thought they told me they won
twice.
Oh,
they did win twice. Oh, so there's three cups in that division. Yeah. You have two teams that have never won in DFW and bailing out.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean that's definitely it's the NFC is what it is, Mike. It's the NFC.
NFC. All right.
Let's go to the NFC.
NFC.
They're fighting for the Hart Trophy.
I got to find them. There they are.
There they are.
All right. Yeah.
You want to start with what? B team and Snipers?
Yep. Let's start with the B team. Well, they got Mahomes against Burrow. So I think
I'm
going to go
with
the B team.
You're going to lean a little bit there.
I'm going to take the B team in this.
Actually, CBS has a one-point favorite, 107 to 108. They have this as a really, really close game.
Yeah. There's no pushovers in this league.
There's not. I mean, these teams are both 1-1.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, after week three, one of these teams is going to be 2-1 in a pretty good position. So it's a very important game.
Absolutely.
And potentially, if the Bailout lose, they could be in first place after this. So
yeah, I mean the B team. I don't know. I mean, David Montgomery at Cleveland is not good. Swift at Baltimore is not good. You know,
I love AJ Brown too from the Snipers. AJ Brown and
especially
AJ Brown. Tannehill.
And they put Cordero Patterson in for the Snipers.
It's a tough one here. And the Bills have been scoring a lot too. They just had that.
Yeah.
That really good. Well, the Bills just won in that game. Let's face
right,
it.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't care what Snipers say. The Bills got them a win right there. And he's this guy, he's giving me shit for drafting the Eagles
Wow, you know what?
I'm going to go with the Snipers here. For some reason, they're showing me something the last week. How about you, Mike? You going to flip that coin again?
I like the rest of the Snipers, but the Mahomes-Burrow thing is too big for me. I got to go with B team.
That is a big gap. Okay. All right. B team for the Imus.
We have
all right. Let's go. Well, I guess now it is the Champions
League. Do we have any together? We haven't picked the same yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
All right. I think
we don't see it eye to eye at all this week.
We're going
to
be.
Let's go to the Champions, the AFC.
No, we still have Bailing Out and DFW to do.
Oh, shit. All right. Damn it. Look at that. We got the number one team here, Bailing Out.
Wow, look at that score. 119-116.
How are they seeing it? Three point favorite by the Bailing Out. Well, that's wow. CBS sees this as a high scoring game, 116-119.
Yeah, and they only have Brady with 25 and Henry with 16.
DFW has the highest passing. They have the best the most points from their quarterback. Yeah, Murray's been tearing it up.
They're 0-2. Oh,
I mean, he can't go 0-2 lunch with Murray and McCaffrey too much longer.
There's no possible
way.
Somebody, Julio Jones, might catch one.
You know what? I think this is the week that the Bailing Out comes back to earth and DFW gets on the board. I'm going DFW.
Well, I'm going to go DFW also.
Whoa, all right. Well,
because
that makes sense.
They can't go. They can't start 0-3.
With Kyler and McCaffrey.
There's too much talent.
And I think Robbie Anderson on Thursday night might get a long one.
Yeah.
You know?
He definitely could. From Darnold, I'd probably put him in there.
I think I might. What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
I hate you when you're reverse psychology. All right. So we're both going DFW.
Yep. We found our first one.
Our first match.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You want to go to Reaper and Brothers Grimm?
Yes, Brothers Grimm.
Look at this. This is the first team that CBS is saying is less than 100.
Oh, my. Brothers Grimm.
98. This is a low-scoring game, CBS.
They're 2-0.
2-0.
Grimm Reapers are 0-2.
They are 100. What? That. Mike, my Connor Weiser math here tells me that's an 8-point favorite.
That's an 8-point favorite for the Grim Reaper to get off.
But still,
the
106
schneid.
Is pretty low for.
Yeah.
So they're projecting a really low game here.
Yeah, Stafford at Tampa Bay. Well, Tampa Bay has a great run defense, but a bad pass defense.
This is really hard to call. I mean, like
Berkeley.
You would think.
Berkeley against the Falcons.
Now he's healthy finally.
And now
too.
He's healthy. Yeah.
They've been waiting for week three.
Yep. This is he had the 10 days there since playing last.
Makes you wonder if he puts Daniel Jones in. Do you think he puts Jones in? He might. He needs this win, dude.
He needs this win. And there he goes. Wow, that's a lot of.
He can't be happy with Allen starting out 0-2, and he picked up Jones, knowing the Falcons. He's got to win this week.
I'm going Reaper.
Me too. God damn it. Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going Reaper. We have both 0-2 teams winning this week, Troy. And that's one 2-0 team.
I just can't see.
Who's the other 2-0 team?
Bailing Out.
Oh, and we had them. Oh.
We're both saying the.
There's going to be no winless or lossless. That's not
correct.
That's
it. Let's go to the Heroes and Bada Bing. This is a very, very intriguing game. I'm interested to see what the score is spread on the. Oh, look at this. They have the Mighty Heroes ahead by 4 points a favorite. Interesting. Kind of low-scoring game that CBS is expecting.
Wow. They think Dak Prescott is going to put up 31
points
on Philly's defense.
That. Right now, Joel has Cousins in, which maybe, you know, who knows if he's going to keep him in there.
Aaron Rodgers against San Francisco.
He never does good against San Francisco. He historically sucks out in San Francisco. It's not a bad move for Joel.
He changed and put him in. I think he's going to stick with him.
I think it's a good move not playing him. I mean, Rodgers plays like shit, and he's never had a good game against the Niners ever that I remember. And I follow this team.
Yeah.
Obviously. Man, this is a tough one, man.
Williams.
Really hard.
They're Mighty Heroes running back Williams at Detroit. He's been playing well, that Williams. It's the only free agent pickup that's really been doing something so far.
Cup's got 3 touchdowns. I wish one would go to I wish they'd throw more to Woods.
Yeah.
Joel's got some good receivers, man.
Cup, Jefferson, and Rondell
Moore.
Got
the best kicker in the league.
Best kicker, but, you know.
This is really hard.
They're both 1-1. Even though Sean just let me stay.
Where is that coin, man? Where's
place?
That coin?
I'm going to go with the Bada Bing.
Oh.
Going in and upset the Bada Bing.
Really, going with the Bing.
Yep. I got to crack open another Lion's Head Light, baby.
Yeah, you know, I think the Eagles are supposed to have this, they're ranked number one or as far as close to number one as far as pass defense suddenly. And they're playing the Eagles Monday night. I don't know. For some reason, I think Prescott's not going to score as much this week. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game versus the Eagles. I don't think he's going to get those Gronkowski points every week like he has been.
No. He's on a downward slide.
And if he keeps Cousins in, he's got Cousins and Jefferson. Don't forget that.
Oh.
And I think that he's going to take, because in that game, it's an over-under of 55 points. I'm going to go Bing, too, just because I think if he keeps Cousins in, if he makes a mistake, if he puts Rodgers in, I would go Heroes.
Whoa.
But if the way it is now with Cousins in, I'm going Bing.
I think he's going to keep Cousins in. Otherwise, he wouldn't have
switched
them.
You don't know
that. He wouldn't have switched them to begin with.
Well, some people switch their stuff back and forth just to kind of, get into the head of other their contenders,
Oh, yeah?
You do that, right?
No.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Apparently, it's not working too well.
All right.
There we go, Mike.
Well, that's
we got them
good.
All. We got them all in the books.
We got them all in the books. So, what's the total for the year? I was 3-5.
Oh, total.
I have 8.
Oh, you are 8-4.
8-4.
And I am 7-5.
Boom! Winner.
Jerry is 4-2.
You don't count.
I'll track his.
Did he text you?
He didn't.
Well, yeah. He'll be like you and come up with a 5-1. Just we'll have to trust him.
Wow. Wow. You don't.
And by the way, that scat horse shit, that ain't going to happen.
Get some scat, bro.
No scat, bro.
I love that part.
You didn't like
scat?
I didn't like it. I was in Vegas and I was like,
I forgot
what
how
the
good
hell?
Scat was, man. That was Mel Torme and.
Mel Torme?
Mel Torme and Fitzgerald. What's her name?
Ellen.
Ellen Fitzgerald, I think, yeah. At a award ceremony, they just started scatting.
Wow. that was incredible.
Jerry was scatting that night. Did you hear him scatting away?
No.
It was hard to, yeah.
No,
he was over
when
here
When I heard
scatting.
That crap, I turned it off. I said,
this is it.
Wow.
We've
listened long enough. Hour and 20 minutes. Had to listen to that.
Yeah, it was good.
Yep, it was a lot of positive feedback.
And I think I dialed in had some issues over the week, and I want to thank Hardy for helping me out, and Jerry. Finally, I think I got the waiver situation.
I saw that they had the store the 22nd, or that Monday or whatever Tuesday date that you couldn't pick
anybody
up.
Yeah, and I today's it turns out I didn't something didn't save right properly when I was doing that. So
okay.
Yeah, again, it's another.
That's where I thought you were
who
going.
Who did I make it? Didn't who's now the rules in charge of the rules? I forget who I made.
That's me.
Yeah. Well, everything's dialed in for you now, Mike. So
that's where I thought you were going with Hofford. I thought you were going to say he called and complained he was going to try to switch somebody and couldn't.
No, Jerry did. And
yeah, he let me know. I said, "Well, put it on the message board."
No, I got a hold of him and talked to Hardy. So hoping this week everything's good. So
I've been racking my brain for a memory, and of course I couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah, crickets.
Like Goldie here. That's what inside
that's
my
what
head.
Is that what it sounds like?
That's
when
what it sounds
when
like
when Mike thinks.
So a lot of air flowing.
I don't either, man.
I remember
maybe I should start thinking about
the football game. I remember a football game.
Which one? There was a couple.
I remember one where
there was a couple.
Cooch outran you, and I couldn't believe it. I was like just in awe. I was like, holy shit.
Hey, I've never been known as a speedster.
And I never thought Cooch was a speedster. But when and this was when he was much larger.
I was more of a bruiser. You remember back in the South Mountain football, man. I used
oh, yeah. You were like a fullback.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go down.
No, didn't go down.
That did not. Hell no, you know that.
Yep. That might have been some of Eileen's problem.
This is why we get in trouble, Mike. You got to realize, you got to know when to stop. Come on.
You put a poll up about having a roast.
Oh yeah, the roast.
And
you know, we never talked about the roast. We never let's talk about that. How do you? No one ever mentioned it. A couple people afterward, but how do you think it all went?
I thought it was great. I loved it. I loved everything about it except for everybody else kind of already got roasted. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be a roast of you.
Well, a typical roast is, you know, the people, you know, you talk about the people doing the roast. We just kept.
Well, I know Hardy got slammed a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well,
about
I mean,
the Bernie Madoff.
Well, there was numerous. Almost everybody, all three of them, I think, said something about. You know, poor Hofford sitting there and.
Oh
on
yeah, I'm sorry about the
on
Epstein
Island, man. Epstein
yeah.
Island.
Well,
there.
I didn't mean,
you know, I'm just like, I really enjoyed
it. So who
it.
Do you think did well? I mean, I think I had some pretty good comebacks.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I thought everybody did great. I really
yeah, you did.
I enjoyed
Joel was Joel was a good MC.
Yeah. Joel, Carter did good. Brian put so
Wells.
Much work into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he
Wells.
Did. He had a great presentation.
See, I don't even know what to call him. I got
Orson, Brian, whatever, you know. You know why
Orson did
from.
Great.
Orson, you know, his last name's Wells, right? So Orson.
I just found that out. I asked Carter when
oh,
we were out there.
Look at
I
that.
Said, why do they call him? I don't understand.
It's amazing how, I don't know, since I'm in the center of all this nonsense, I think I know everybody pretty well, but it's weird how these dynamics around, you know, like going around.
Yeah,
well,
I really don't know anything about
yeah.
him. I don't know.
He's a good dude.
I'm sure he is. I would like to get the nose.
So, you are, where did you vote on that? Do you think we should have another roast? Or?
I didn't vote because I wanted to talk to you about it. Because oh. I don't know if we really can because everybody kind of
sure
got roasted.
We can. No, hell no. I mean, there's plenty of if you were being roasted next year, trust me, we would come up with plenty.
You'd come
more
up with plenty more.
Yeah, and then there'd be plenty more material for everybody else to get roasted again
yeah,
too. It's the
number 162 wasn't enough or 161.
161.
Yeah, how many people are in our class, Troy? 163?
Oh, yeah. Sam Weiss? No, it was 160 out of 162. I thought you forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot.
Sam Weister and Yinkstee beat you out, man. I forgot about that. Well,
yeah.
You shared it with me. You didn't have to.
Well, it was in confidence, you know.
Okay. But yeah, well.
But it was an absolutely incredible
and the quilt, it was
great
the good luck about the quilters convention being down the hall. I thought that was good. Sometimes I crack myself up. I worked hard at this.
Sure.
At the roast. I mean, there was a lot of effort put into it. I can tell
there
you that
much.
There
was a lot of effort.
You
yeah.
know, the people that did volunteer, there's a lot of people that like kind of backed away. And I think after experiencing one, we may have more people, you know, come up and say, you know, I'd like to participate in that.
Right, right.
So, I mean, right. If we would go to different, obviously, leading contenders would be the original owners, or maybe you, Joel, or Mike Hart would be a good candidate for our next roast.
Right. Well, you have to be able to take a joke, so.
Yeah, you got to be a little thick skin. You got to be a little. It's true. Who? What? Oh, you don't. Who do you think's got thin skin in this?
I didn't say anybody. I would just possibly. But anyway.
Overall, for the first time, I mean, I've had a just like.
There was absolutely.
You know, we've thought about a podcast for years, and I thought we saw it, and then Violet, we did it, and I've been thinking about doing this roast for probably 15 years.
Right.
And I always thought it'd be great. And
it was great.
And the opportunity presented itself.
The only thing that should have happened before the podcast.
Yeah.
That was the only.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it should have been recorded.
It probably should have been recorded.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people might not want to. I don't know. I think it benefits plus or minus recording it.
Yeah.
They're on both sides, so.
All right. How are we doing with time, Troy? Are we good? What we got there?
We got 100 or
100.
An hour and 10 minutes, so.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to call, we can call it.
I think we should call. People tune out after like an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
When I say people, I mean me.
And what do you think about next week? Same place, same time?
Absolutely. Unless I hear otherwise.
So we can get Jerry in here, maybe. Maybe we can get somebody else. I'll throw the invite out there. We're not ready to take it on the road yet. You want to have it in next week?
Whatever you want
to
do, buddy.
I can reach out to Hardy to see if he wants me to bring it down.
Whatever you want to do.
What is next week? Am I going to be in town? Yeah. Maybe I'll.
Well, it'd be difficult if you're not around.
You know, maybe it's time we take it on the road. Maybe Hardy, I haven't even asked him yet, but maybe Hardy would love to host it down in his neck of the woods.
It's always fun to get different opinions.
Yeah. Cool.
People are tired of hearing just you and I and
yeah.
And you and I.
Oh,
and
I got I got a Capitol Day celebration I'm working on this week. I'm not just the commissioner of the BC.
Capitol Day.
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania was capital of the United States for one day, September 27th, 1777. And I'm part of I'm actually the president, or the regent, whatever you want to call it. I'm now the regent of the...
make up this bullshit about Lancaster being
no,
the capital
this
for
this organization's been around for over 100 years. We are the Pennsylvania Sons of the Revolution.
Oh.
I have I'm directly descendant.
What did we do wrong? There was only one day.
They were here for one day, and then they hightailed it out and went to York. I think they met down at the square. But... you know, we celebrate it here in Lancaster. We're going to have my organization that I'm going to be running. I'm going to be having a luncheon up at the James Street. It's going to be attended by dignitaries, and I'm going to have a guest speaker.
So
it's
I'm
gonna be
not invited.
You're not invited,
okay.
No. You can't be anywhere near this.
All right. It's not on a Wednesday, is it?
No, it's a Monday, which makes it difficult. But, no, I'm... It's going to be fun.
I'm very excited for you, Troy.
Thank you. I got other things outside of the BCFL.
You have a gleam in your eye. I can see. Are you going to play the bagpipes there, maybe?
No, I will not, but I'm excited to celebrate the Capitol Day.
Okay. That's wonderful.
That's about it. Any other news next week coming up?
No news.
How's your daughter doing in college?
She's enjoying it. She's enjoying college. She's... also working at Austin's, wiping off tables and doing some other
working
stuff.
Working for Steve?
Yes.
Oh, really?
For Steve.
Cool. He's still there?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure he's taking care of her.
Yep. And cool. She's got some 22-year-old boyfriend, but we can talk about that at a different time.
Whoa. Wow. All right.
But he was very nice. He brought flowers.
Yeah, I don't think Morgan doesn't have any boyfriend, doesn't have an unabide boyfriend yet. She's 23, so. Wait, how old's your daughter?
She's 18.
Okay.
He took her to her first Penn State game up at Penn State.
Oh, it's Maine?
He was at Berks. I think he's graduating this year. And
4 years is not. It's a lot now, but it's not. I mean,
Sure.
Hey, yeah. 4 years. I haven't seen that in a long time. I mean, it's just.
Hey, as long as he treats her well. That's all. I don't care about anything else.
That's right. All right, Mike. Well, I guess we're going to call this. You do not want scat.
No, I do not.
You don't want to be played out on scat.
No.
Till you and Jerry are back.
And I enjoyed my intro music.
That was good. Hearing that band this past weekend, I mean, it just brought back a lot of memories. You know, it's weird how you don't listen to bands and stuff when you were like when we were in high school.
Oh, I ask
and
Alexa every time I get in the shower.
I don't. Yeah, see,
play
I
a little.
I'm pretty
AC/DC.
Much. I'm almost like 95% yacht rock at this point. So
Van
then I heard
Halen, Prince.
No,
stuff.
I'm close to 100% on yacht rock. But then I heard AC/DC, and on the way home from Gettysburg, I started playing some AC/DC, and I was like, "Damn, they're so good."
I gotta tell you, when I saw that yacht rock, what are they called?
Boathouse Row.
Boathouse Row.
Yeah,
it really reminded me of like a Saturday Night Live skit. I thought these guys.
Yeah, I love it.
With
man.
The little fan blowing in their hair and everything.
It's kind of like a mockery of.
It is
kind
of.
That's
kind of
the humor I like. That's kind of the way. That's my style. I like making mockery
but
out of
it.
Mockery.
Was fun.
It was totally fun.
Great.
They're playing in. They're going to be playing in Wall or out in. I want to see them in October one time. I believe out near Pittsburgh, but I think I'm going to see them again. I've seen them 3 times this year. So.
All right. And that was
all right, man.
It was a beautiful cameo.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you call you, Keenan?
Keenan, Commissioner Keenan.
Commissioner
yeah.
Keenan.
Yeah, that was.
I thought
how
that was.
Came together.
I thought that was for Spotify. I thought all of a sudden it was going to be Troy Keenan.
No.
I'd see what he's doing.
I was going to be Randy Romero for Spotify, but I gave that up. One of my aliases.
Okay.
But.
All right, let's play the music, baby.
You want Bert? You're going to be blurred out. All right. Well, my name is Troy Keenan. I want to thank my co-host. Week number 2, Mike Minnick, 1998 champion.
You're a dick.
My name is Troy Keener. Coming to you live from
Lancaster
Soup Party Productions. And I want to thank the sponsors, Lionhead, for this evening.
Absolutely.
And once again, wish all of the BCFL teams this week good luck. And hope to see somebody, or maybe we'll be on the road next week. We'll see.
Sounds good.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, man.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now.
Oh, I love you, Bert.
Is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.